On a Wednesday, let's check the weather forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I think the remnants, Drew, of crystal ball finally cleared through my part of the world earlier today. Kind of heavy rainfall at about the 8 o'clock time frame, and then things just have turned beautiful, although there is a pretty good wind outside. How about for you?
Yeah, that's right. A large part of the western portions of the Corn Belt are dealing with some wind right now on the backside of that particular storm system. The storm itself really wasn't too much of a surprise as far as its rainfall potential is concerned. We saw a lot of 1 to 2 and 2 to 3 plus inch rains occur from Arkansas up into Iowa and now up into Wisconsin. And but the wind is around it, and we do have some winds that are gusting to 40 and 45 miles per hour across parts of the western Corn Belt, and most of that's out of the north. So some cooler and drier air coming in, but for the most part, this storm has helped to bolster topsoil moisture in some of the western Corn Belt, which helps to buy a little bit of time, of course, for a better opportunity for rain to run across a big part of the Midwest.
Well, let's make our way, and we'll go from the east to the west this time around. Drier bias, I take it, for the eastern part of the Corn Belt into the Delta and the Southeast?
Yes, that is right. The eastern portions of the country are going to miss out on any influence from Cristobal. So as it moves on up into Ontario, Canada today, we're just going to see the wind switch directions for the eastern Midwest, but there will be no insurgence of rainfall of significance. Now, we will have a chance for a few showers coming up over the coming week. The precipitation, though, that occurs is going to be sporadic and light, and definitely a net drying bias for all of those areas you mentioned.
Does that mean that we'll have drier areas continuing in the northern plains?
The northern plains definitely do have some dryness issues going on in the eastern part of Montana and the western portions of North Dakota in particular, and it does extend up into Canada. We are looking at a potential change in weather, though, starting late this weekend and then through next week for those areas, and the potential for having rain occur a little bit more often is going to rise, and there's a lot of producers out there that are hoping that that's indeed going to be the case. I think there's a fair chance that we will see at least one, if not two, little storm systems moving through some of those areas. It may not be a fix-all, but it'll definitely moisten up the soil and improve the short-term outlook for crop development.
What are conditions like in the southern plains?
Boy, it's hot and dry down that way. Not much precipitation coming up for a while from southern Kansas and southeastern Colorado through much of Texas. There's been a lot of concern about late-season planting in parts of West Texas not getting completed in the unirrigated areas because there's no moisture to be had, and the weather pattern is certainly not promoting any kind of change here. So daily highs in the 90s to over 100 degrees will occur through a big part of the next 10-day period for that particular area. And I'm a little concerned that that drought that's evolving down that way is going to expand to the east and maybe a little bit to the north as we go forward through the balance of this month.
Keep on going west all the way to China. Check in on their growing regions for me.
You know, China has had a real problem with dryness here over the past few weeks in the east central part of the nation. And it's a very rich grain and oil seed, cotton, rice-producing area that's been impacted by this dryness, centered on the province of Henan. And just last night, we picked up on some significant rain. The first rain in about 5 weeks, I think, for some of that region. Temperatures there have been in the 90s to over 100 degrees on a daily basis, too. So this was a real good step in the right direction. I think some of that dry region got 1 to 3 inch plus amounts of rain. So really nice there. Now, they'll take a little break today. They'll see some more rain in that same area tomorrow. And then they go back into 10 days of drying. So this is probably buying them some very important time, and the crop stress that's been present is going to be eased for a while, and perhaps the impact of the dryness so far will be minimized, at least for now.
Let's continue to circumnavigate the northern hemisphere from the east going westward into Ukraine, and then maybe you can wrap us up in parts of Europe.
Yeah, in Ukraine, we do have some declining precipitation potentials occurring right now. They've had some really nice rainfall over the past few weeks, and the soil has improved greatly from where it was when we first came into the spring growing season. So the crops are doing better there than they have most of this season. but they are now going to turn the corner and go back into a drying mode for at least the next 10 days. They'll firm up a bit. Now, they're not looking at excessive heat, so temperatures will be seasonable, and that will help to curb some of the losses in moisture there. But it's going to be important that they get some timely rain as we get out into the latter part of this month. And then the rest of the western parts of the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, those areas have all seen a regular occurrence of rainfall recently, and they're plenty moist. But areas far into the northwest part of Europe are not seeing quite as much rain as significantly as other areas. So parts of the United Kingdom and Germany and France are still looking for better rains. I think they're going to see more scattered showers as we go forward through this next 10 days or so, but those big, heavy soakings of rain probably aren't going to hit that area, and so we're going to have pockets that remain a little on the dry side.
Hey, thanks for taking us around the planet.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.